Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States welcomes the adoption by consensus of the 8th review of the UN Global Counterterrorism Strategy, known as the GCTS. First adopted in 2006, the GCTS is reviewed by the General Assembly every 2 years. Its purpose is to enhance national, regional, and international efforts to counterterrorism. U.S. Acting Deputy Representative to the United Nations, Jeffrey De Laurentiis, pointed out the current counterterrorism landscape looks very different from 2006.
The threat is more ideologically and geographically diffuse than ever before. Al-Qaeda and ISIS branches and affiliates remain resilient and determined, especially in Africa and Afghanistan.
Ambassador De Laurentiis noted that terrorists are using new and emerging technology, such as unmanned aerial systems, artificial intelligence, and encrypted communications to radicalize new recruits to violence.
We must continue our collective efforts to sustain effective counterterrorism pressure against these adversaries. Through this update to the GCTS, we can keep pace with this evolving threat.
Ambassador De Laurentiis expressed satisfaction that the GCTS review resolution preserved its robust text on the important role of civil society, gender equality, and human rights. Ambassador De Laurentiis expressed disappointment, however, that the resolution was not updated to include a more significant focus on the use of unmanned aerial systems for terrorist purposes. In an additional explanation of position submitted for the record concerning this year's adoption of the GCTS, the United States, among other problematic issues, warned against unjust criticism of Israel. The United States cannot accept the divisive reference to foreign occupation in preambular paragraph 43 of the resolution that serves to justify terrorist acts, which are categorically unacceptable under any circumstances and undermine a member state's exercise of its legitimate self-defense, the U.S. stated. All forms and manifestations of terrorism are criminal and unjustifiable. Ambassador De Laurentiis said, "We must continue to enhance transparency and accountability and monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of the GCTS by UN entities. We look forward to 2026, when we will reconvene to mark 20 years since the initial adoption of the strategy."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.